It's 5:30. I'm Nora Flaherty, and you're listening to Maine Public Radio. Just ahead, an update on the effects of the deluge that drenched much of Maine today. And we'll examine Governor Paula Page's surprising statement last night about an alleged case of welfare fraud. We'll have those stories in your Maine newscast in a moment. But first, this national and world news from NPR. This is Maine Public Radio. I'm Nora Flaherty. A massive rainstorm drenched much of the state today, leading to flood warnings, street closures, and causing some businesses and schools to shut their doors for the day. Tom Porter has the story.
That's the sound that greeted most Mainers as they awoke Wednesday morning. Steady, heavy rain. And in parts of the state, the downpour just kept getting heavier and heavier.
Between 11 and 12, Portland had 2.22 inches of rainfall.
Tom Hawley is with the National Weather Service office in Gray, Maine.
That's really when the stuff hit the fan, so to speak, down there in Portland with all the flooding they had.
A number of Portland businesses closed early Wednesday, and the University of Southern Maine shut all campus offices at lunchtime. Several streets were also closed.
Certainly marginal way around Whole Foods was hit hard. Park Ave, Woodford's Corner, Forest Ave around Exit 6, Commercial Street.
City of Portland spokesperson Jessica Grondin says extra police and fire department personnel were deployed to help out.
It was really hard to keep track. It was coming in so fast because of that 1 hour period where we got 2.2 inches of rain.
In some places, cars were confronted with pond-sized puddles 2 feet deep. Much of Portland's working waterfront was also underwater as the rainfall combined with a high tide to threaten a number of wharfside businesses.
I hadn't seen rain like that in quite a while.
Harry Wright is bartender at Jay's Oyster Bar on Portland Pier, where he's worked for 10 years. Despite the fact that floodwaters were lapping at the outside of the building, Jay's stayed open for business.
Not in my years here, we've never closed due to the flooding.
The heavy rain, coupled with high winds, also took its toll on power customers, with about 15,000 central Maine power consumers in the dark Wednesday afternoon. CMP spokesperson Gail Rice says about 5,000 of those affected were in Sagadahoc County due to a flooded substation in Bath.
There were cars parked nearby, and we needed to shut down that facility in order for people to be able to get their cars out of that area safely.
Meanwhile, Emera Maine, which serves much of northern and down east Maine, reported about 10,000 customers without power at one point. The National Weather Service's Tom Hawley says many parts of southern Maine, including Windham, Gorham and Lewiston, got more than 6 inches by mid-afternoon. While conditions for the evening commute are much improved in the southern half of the state, Hawley says heavier rain is expected to persist in northern and down east Maine until about 8 p.m. at the latest. Then, he says, we're in for a break, with dry and sunny conditions forecast for much of the state on Thursday. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.
Governor Paula Page has long opposed using state assistance for a group of people that he often mischaracterizes as illegal aliens. And during a town hall meeting last night in Bucksport, the governor offered up another example of what he says is welfare fraud being committed by a non-citizen. He says it illustrates why the state needs to work harder to protect taxpayers. A.J. Higgins has the details.
The Bucksport town meeting had just gotten underway when the governor was asked about the arrival of immigrants in the state. LePage responded by offering an example of why he says Maine is going broke trying to pay for them.
I won't say the hospital because you'll recognize it, but a hospital in Maine, a lady came in for the third time to give birth to a third baby. She has given birth to 3 babies in 5 years.
And LePage says this woman is anything but a typical Mainer.
She comes over when she's about 6.5 to 7 months pregnant, gets on the dole, as we call it, and then she gives the birth. She stays about 4 or 5 days after to make sure everything's okay, gets on a plane and goes back to the Middle East.
Where in the Middle East, or why the woman would have taken a round-trip flight to Maine for the purposes of giving birth was unexplained by the governor. So was the origin of the story. LePage did make clear who was getting the bill for the deliveries, as well as the fact that he is addressing the situation, a statement that prompted a round of applause for many in the Bucksport audience.
I finally got the information. So it won't happen a fourth time, I guarantee you that. And this time, the first time, the state paid for the birth. The second time, the state paid for the birth. And right now, we're refusing to pay for the third birth. Because I have taken money away from the elderly, the disabled, and the mentally ill to pay for those folks. So I am all in.
A representative of the Maine Hospital Association said his organization